Somebody's got to stand up for what's right. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
With Uber Cab or with Airbnb or any of these sort of new peer-to-peer networks, you have like old school monopolies and incumbents and old school governments that get kickbacks from various people that don't want the new guy to come in. And so they try to kick them out of their city. But the people are going to have what the people want.
Believe it or not, that is Ashton Kutcher. One time perceived dim bulb who was crazy like a fox. This guy is one smart dude. We played last year, to great acclaim for KVI listeners, his inspiring call to arms for young people to not look down on work, even entry-level work, even drudgery-type work. He said, that's what I did. That's how I got to where I got today. And you have that, Phil? Yeah, let's play it. Let's play it real quickly.
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof. And then I got a job washing dishes at a restaurant. And then I got a job in a grocery store deli. And then I got a job in a factory sweeping Cheerio dust off the ground. And I've never had a job in my life that I was better than. I was always just lucky to have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job until I had my next job. And so opportunities look a lot like work.
Boy, that doesn't sound like a member of the Shama Sawant fan club now, does it? I didn't hear anywhere in there, oh, and by the way, I want $15 an hour for the work that I do so I can make a living wage. No, it's all about what can I do to improve my situation, not demand things of others. So anyway, why do I bring him up here? Because he is an investor, and one of the companies he's invested in is called Uber. Uber is one of the companies, these transportation sharing companies, transportation network companies that have popped up in Seattle that have been an alternative and a preferred alternative to many people than taxi cabs. And, you know, the way it works is you download an app to your smartphone, and then when you want a ride, you press a button on your phone. You don't have to call a taxi. And the button tells the smartphone, on your smartphone, tells the rideshare company where you are. It uses your GPS on your smartphone, and the driver comes and picks you up and takes you where, and you work out the fare, et cetera, et cetera. So Ashton Kutcher was asked about it on Jimmy Kimmel's show the other night.
I have an investment fund. I'm a managing partner in an investment fund. We have 50-plus investments in, like, early-stage startup technologies. And so, and Uber was one of the first, like, commercial technologies that we invested in.
And it's a great thing. I've used this. This is really, like, a good step towards eliminating drunk driving, this Uber, because
no,
they'll come pick you up. You just press your button on your phone.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with the cab, right, let's be honest about it, is, like, you got to get the guy the address, and half the time, if you're really drunk, you don't even know where you're at, right?
Yeah.
Let alone, like, how do you going to know the address? And it's pretty simple. I mean, you just open it up, you push a button, and a car shows up and picks you up. And I mean, it's global now. There's only some cities where there's some bizarre, old, like, antiquated legislation that doesn't allow it to exist there, and which basically is, like, mafioso, like, village mentality of, like, we're not going to let the new guy come in.
Right.
Like, in Miami, it doesn't exist because of some dumb regulation that says it can't exist there.
Okay, well, in Seattle, it exists. It's been very popular along with Lyft and a couple of other companies. However, they are now trying to use regulation and taxation to crack down on them. Here's a little bit of the overview of the politics from Q13's John Hopperstad.
The city council has a proposal it's considering to regulate rideshares, including insurance requirements. So rideshare owners say they do welcome regulations around safety, but the city is going too far and may force them to leave.
It's new. It's easy.
It's really cool.
It even comes with a pink mustache. But Lyft, along with Uber and other rideshares in Seattle, could soon be gone.
We would have to, you know, reevaluate operating here in Seattle.
Lyft founder John Zimmer is in Seattle leading a rally against city proposals to regulate ride sharing.
This is just the beginning from us.
There might be tough moments ahead, but this movement is just getting started.
Companies like Lyft and Uber offer car rides to users like Christiana, who simply have to click an app on their iPhone.
I have a medical condition that does not allow me to get a driver's license, and so if I need to get home late at night, if I need to get somewhere in a pinch, ride sharing was always there.
Okay, in other words, it's easy, it's convenient, and what they don't say is it's usually less expensive than a cab. But here is what the taxi drivers have to say.
But Seattle's cab drivers say that leaves a lot of them in park.
It's been a long, difficult year, to be honest with you.
Samatar Gouled wants ride sharing to be regulated like taxis, and the city is considering a plan to require licenses for ride shares, along with a cap on the number of cars and how many hours drivers can operate them.
We're following the rules. The Wall Street-backed companies should not be above the law. We should all compete under the same regulation.
Oh, man, Wall Street-backed companies. Translation, a company that people have invested in. Okay, but now I understand where these taxi drivers are coming from, because they're saying, hey, I've played by the rules. I've paid my fees. We have these regulations. We have these restrictions on where we can pick up and where we can't. Why shouldn't they?
Yeah,
I understand where they're coming from.
There are really weird regulations where...
But it's antiquated.
Taxi cab companies can... So there's only one that can pick people up at the airport. I think anybody can drop off, but there's only one company that can pick up.
And then there are some cabs that they can pick you up in unincorporated King County, but not in other places. So anyway, Ed Murray's going to have the final say on this.
I believe we should try and equal these things out.
Mayor Ed Murray wants regulations for ride shares, especially concerning insurance, but is against any caps for a new industry that is clearly taking off.
I think the biggest mistake would to see these companies leave this city, because a good number of people in this city, more than most places in the country, folks have chosen not to own cars or choosing not to drive. This is one of the ways they use to commute.
Now, don't we have Ed on the show on Friday?
It would be a week from this Friday.
A week from this Friday?
We've kind of constructed this
arrangement. I thought it was the first Friday of every month.
The first Friday of every month, the Friday.
Oh, that's right. Exactly. It's the last day of the month. Okay.
But to that end, I believe...
I'd love to have him on to talk about this sooner than that, if possible, because here's what I'd say to the mayor. Mayor, it's that if taxi cabs weren't so hardwired into the city's political establishment, and they have been for many years. The competition used to be between what kind of cab company, and then it was between taxi cabs and the town cars. Now it's taxis and town cars versus the ride shares. Mm-hmm. So if they weren't hardwired into the political circuitry of Seattle politics, this would just be one more economic trend.
Yeah,
so yield to freedom, yield to consumers.
Will any of the political leaders in Seattle say, well, maybe we just need to relax the regulations that we have for taxis, and then that way everyone's on a more quote-unquote equal footing?
Nope, they
won't
do that.
They won't do that. They want to keep the regulations.
Because the taxi cabs people are acclimated to that regulation, and so they now are accustomed to it, so they will defend it. They will try and get that regulatory apparatus on the opponents. That's what they're trying to do.
Now we're talking.